you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Last night, Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed to join the U.S. Supreme Court, giving conservative justice a 6-3 edge. And on the docket for oral arguments on November 10th, the Affordable Care Act. It would be the next challenge to the landmark healthcare law, and if it was affected in any way, the decision could have major effects for the healthcare system right here in California. Here to break it down is Bernard Wolfson, columnist and senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Now, Bernard, the ACA radically transformed coverage here. First, let's talk about Covered California, the state's marketplace for healthcare plans. It's heavily supported by federal subsidies. What happens if those subsidies go away?
First of all, thank you for having me. If those subsidies go away, there's virtually no way the state could possibly fill the gap. The state does have some state-funded subsidies, but they're a much smaller share than the federal subsidies, and that would make coverage unaffordable for probably the majority of people currently covered under Covered California, since 90% of them get subsidies. And the average subsidy is, for the average consumer, is about $455 a month.
Okay.
Most of that is federal. So you can imagine a lot of people facing an increase in their monthly expenses of $400 or more a month would balk at getting coverage, especially if they're healthy and figure that, it's just one more expense that they don't necessarily need. A lot of younger or healthier people sometimes feel that way.
And how sudden would that be? Would it happen almost right away, or would it take some time?
That's really hard to know, because it really depends on what the Supreme Court decides and when they decide it and what language they sort of use to sort of state the terms. We just won't know until the decision comes down. And the hearing is going to be 1 week after the election. I think you mentioned that.
Yeah.
But from what I'm hearing, the decision, actual decision, could be as late as next June, when the Supreme Court session is ending. And then at that point, maybe we'll know what the decision is. But even then, there's just a lot that would have to be, assuming, which is, not by any stretch of the imagination definitive, but assuming they did vote to throw the baby out with the bathwater, meaning abolish the entire Affordable Care Act, there would just be a lot of a lot of work to sort of disentangle it. It would be like pickup sticks.
So the clock on Covered California would be ticking if the ACA goes away.
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. If the funding goes away, Covered California would probably just, have virtually no chance of making up that huge a gap in funding. And there would be, a few people on the exchange don't get subsidies. They might continue. But basically, the purpose and mission of Covered California would be eviscerated.
What about Medi-Cal? I know the ACA opened up and it led to the expansion of Medi-Cal. What happens to that if the ACA were struck down?
Yeah, that's an even bigger problem, because actually you hear, people say, and experts I talk to, and it's been reported pretty widely, that nationally, if the ACA is abolished, about 20 million people would lose health care potentially. About two-thirds of that, about 13 million, is because of the Medi-Cal expansion. Only about 7 million is through the exchanges. And in California, it's a similar proportion. About 1.5 million people are currently enrolled in Covered California. 90% of them get subsidies. But almost 4 million Californians are on Medi-Cal thanks to the largely federally funded Medi-Cal expansion. Currently, the federal government pays 90% of the cost of Medi-Cal expansion enrollees. So it would be really hard to maintain coverage for them if the federal funding went away for Medi-Cal expansion. So if you add those together, in California, say just under 4 million on Medi-Cal expansion, over 1 million, 1.5 million, say, in Covered California. So over 5 million Californians would be at risk of losing their coverage, or, being unable to afford coverage.
Is there anything, Bernard, that the state could do to maybe help cover any of the gaps? I realize the pandemic has strained the budget to the point where it's snapped almost, but I mean, is there anything the state could do?
Well, I mean, they could, but it would probably mean an even higher budget deficit, which is, you know, the budget, as you just mentioned, is really strained right now under the pandemic. There's revenues have dropped $42 billion because of loss of tax revenue from the economic activity that's sort of plunged. In addition, there's higher costs associated with the pandemic, you know, through Medi-Cal, for example, and some other health programs, and not to mention CalFresh, the nutritional assistance program. People are signing up for that in much higher numbers because they've lost income. So the budget is already under a huge strain, you know. And earlier this year, the governor, Governor Newsom, was planning to and was very vocal about his support for expanding Medi-Cal to undocumented immigrants who are senior citizens. It's already available to children and young adults. Mm-hmm. So they were planning to expand it to senior citizens, but then that went on the ice after the pandemic hit, and unclear, you know, whether that's coming back anytime soon. So, you know, to pick up the entire federal tab for everybody on Medi-Cal expansion would be multiples more expensive than that. So it's pretty hard to imagine that the state could do that.
One more thing, Bernard. Even if the ACA is dismantled, are there pieces of it that were made permanent into state law that will be here to stay?
Well, there are pieces of it that were made into state law, and it's unclear which of those will be here to stay. For example, Medi-Cal expansion was actually adopted in California as a state law, because the state has to pick up a certain amount of, you know, 10% of the tab for the expansion enrollees. So they had to pass a state law to budget for that and to set up the infrastructure. So Medi-Cal expansion itself, even though it's enabled by the ACA, is actually a state law. It's unclear, as I just mentioned, whether that could stay on the books. California also has, you know, right after the ACA was enacted, they enacted a state law to mirror the federal law on prohibiting insurers from discriminating against people with pre-existing conditions. So that could potentially stay on the books in California. The problem is, though,
Bernard, I got to let you go. Bernard Wolfson, columnist and senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Sorry about that. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.